Hi, this is Crystal Whitney, the intern in exile, and I'm here with Senator Christensen talking to him about his tobacco tax bill. Can you just give us a quick status update of how the bill is right now?
The bill right now has been held in committee. It received a tie vote in the, a failing vote in the committee, 4-3, because the most adamantly opposed to it all happened to be in that committee.
Okay.
Hopefully, we can lift this bill back out of the committee and to the floor of the Senate, where I believe we have sufficient votes to pass it out.
Okay, and can you give me a just really quick summary of what the bill is now that you're working with?
The bill, as I currently have it, and we've thrown a couple different options out there, which were very attractive, but currently the bill says it would raise the tax on cigarettes to $2 a pack from the current 69.5 cents a pack. It would increase the tax on the other tobacco products. Currently, the bill says that the funds received from that, which would amount to about $50 million a year,
okay,
would be put into the state permanent trust fund. That's,
okay,
that's what the bill
state
says now.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then, but you're proposing to put them in?
This is going to get changed all over the place. There's a similar bill coming from the House that increases it to $1.70 with some other provisions in there.
So your bill, though, that's how it is right now, though.
That's how my bill is at the moment. I don't think it's going to come out in the same way I put out last weekend, a shopping list to show people what could really be purchased with that $50 million extra dollars. It's quite impressive.
So we'll see what happens. Thank you so much for letting us know. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And this is Crystal Whitney, the intern in exile, signing off. Please visit us for more information at utahsenate.org.